For many years, people believed that the brain, like the body, rested during sleep. Perhaps it was thought the brain just needs to stop thinking for a few hours every day. Wrong. During sleep, our brain, the organ that directs us to sleep, is itself extraordinarily active. And much of that activity helps the brain to learn, to remember, and to make connections. This is not to say that we cannot form memories when we're awake. If someone tells you his name, you don't need to fall asleep to remember it. But sleep will make it more likely that you do. Sleep deprivation experiments have shown that a tired brain has a difficult time capturing memories of all sorts. Interestingly, sleep deprivation is more likely to cause us to forget information associated with positive emotion than information linked to negative emotion. This could explain, at least in part, why sleep deprivation can cause depression in some people. It's not just memory that is improved by sleep. Recent studies indicate that sleep not only helps store facts, it also helps make connections between them. Some sleep researchers believe that for every 2 hours we spend awake, the brain needs an hour of sleep to figure out what all these experiences mean, and that sleep plays a crucial role in constructing the meaning our lives come to hold. A better understanding of how sleep ties our memories together could lead to new technologies that improve learning, memory, and creativity. And even help treat some mental disease. Perhaps the most important reasons for studying sleep are these. We are a curious species. We spend about a third of our lives asleep. And we realize how little we understand about that third of our lives. So we continue experimenting, hoping to understand sleep better. And perhaps someday we will, after we've slept on it.